Hit next. And 帮团伙儿，一伙强盗 ，a band of robbers。那么表示贬义色彩的，表示团伙、帮派这样的名词形式，请大家记住 ，mob，M-O-B， 一伙流氓 ，a mob of hooligans。Next， gang，G-A-N-G， 一窝贼、一伙贼 ，a gang of thieves。Next，nest，N-E-S-T， 窝，一窝土匪 ，a nest of bandits。那 pack，P-A-C-K， 那么它也表示团伙、帮派，一伙恶棍 ，a pack of hoodlums。Now next，hire， 租出、雇给。那么这个动词不仅表示租出、雇给，我们在学习这个词汇要注意以下的对比 hire rent let employ。 首先我们来学习租给、雇给，这时候常和副词 out 搭配引用，Hire out, rent out. Now listen to me carefully. Does this firm hire out cars? 这家公司出租汽车吗？ Does this firm hire out cars? Rent out, R-E-N-T, rent. 那么它所表达的范围要窄小得多，主要是强调出租房屋。 He rent out his house to tourist. He rent out his house to a tourist. 那么他把他的房子租给了一名游客。 Let, L-E-T. 那么这个词仅指出租，出租房屋。 Let his house. Please let your house to me. 请把房子租给我吧。记住 let 仅表示出租，而 hire 和 rent 不仅仅表示租出去，也可以表示租进来，这时候我们经常和介词 from 搭配连用， hire from rent from。 他向我们租了一辆汽车， he hired a car from us。 我从约翰逊太太那里租来了一间房子， I rent a room from Mrs. Johnson. Rent a room from somebody. 请同学们注意， hire out, hire from, rent out, rent from, 而 let 仅表示出租。那么大家能否区分 hire 和 employ这两个动词的区别呢？ Hire 通常指短期雇用体力劳动者，而 employ 则表示长期雇用或聘请脑力劳动者。 For example， 我们聘请他做顾问， We employ her as our advisor. We employ her as our advisor. 这家工厂长期雇用了500名工人，The factory employs 500 workers. Okay, 他雇佣了两个临时帮手。He hired two helpers. Next, dedicate. 奉献、提献给。本动词常和介词 to 搭配。他把第一本书献给了自己的母亲。He dedicated his first book to his mother.那么重要的地方主要把握住 dedicate， 不仅表示提献给，还表示献身、奉献。那么它和 devote 区别在哪里呢？ dedicate 比 devote 更为正式而庄重。 For example， I devote my time to helping my students. 我把我所有的时间都用来帮助学生了。一定要注意和介词 to 搭配。So I devote my time to helping my students。那么如果你表为更为正式庄重的口吻，他献身于报效祖国。He dedicates his life to his motherland. He dedicates his life to his motherland. 他献身于科学。She dedicated his life to science. Valiant, 英勇的，英勇无敌。我们除了要把握住 valiant 这个形容词而外，同时要把握住最一般的泛泛的概念，勇敢的 brave, you know, the boy is brave. 那么在战争当中，士兵们是英勇无敌的。 During war, soldiers are valiant. Okay, next, fearless, F-E-A-R-L-E-S-S, 大无畏的，无所畏惧的。那么这个词所表达的概念语气是非常强烈的，在危险的时刻我们是无所畏惧的。 We are fearless in times of danger. OK, next, courageous, C-O-U-R-A-G-E-O-U-S, courageous. 那么它也表示有胆量的，有勇气的。那么你记住，这个词是由 courage 勇气加上一形容词后缀 O-U-S 变过来的。 OK, read with me. Courage, courageous, courageous. Next, memory, 纪念。 Memory, 那么它的基本含义记忆力。 You have a good memory, 你记忆力不错。那么在我们本课的表达方式当中，主要用于短语 in memory of, in memory of,或表达为 to the memory of, 但如果用介词 to, 请同学们发现在 memory 之前要出现定冠词 to the memory of, 为了纪念他 in memory of him, or to the memory of him, 它相当于我们在星期二册所学过的 in somebody's honor, 或 in honor of somebody. 我们举行了一个 party 要纪念他 We held a partyIn his honor, or we held a party in honor of him, in honor of him, in memory of him, to the memory of him. 那么同时我要求大家还要把握住，如果没有记错的话，那么在这个口语表达方式中应该如何运用呢？ If my memory serves me well, if my memory serves me well, so,如果我没有记错的话，你就是汤姆了。If my memory serves me well, you are Tom. Okay, so much for vocabulary. Now let's study the text. A noble gangster, 贵族歹徒。There was a time when the owners of shops and businesses in Chicago had to pay large sums of money.To gangsters in return for protection. Pay large sum money to somebody, 向某人付大笔大笔的费用。In return for, 目的是为了换取什么，作为对什么的回报。In return for protection. Of course, the protection is so-called. 那么这里的保护显然是所谓的保护了。Do you think you can get protection from gangsters?你会从歹徒那里得到保护吗？ They threatened people to pay money to them. If they refused to do so, they would destroy their shops or businesses. 那么第一语句可以说是相当关键的，请同学们首先要把握住 in return for. Now translate a sentence, please.他给了我几本书，作为我帮忙的回报。He gave me some books in return for my help. He gave me some books in return for my help. Okay? There was a time when. 那么 when 引导定语从句修饰 time. 曾经有一段时间。那么商店的店主和商行的老板们不得不付给歹徒们大笔大笔的费用来换取保护。Now let's imitate the key structure. 我们套用模仿这个句型结构。有那么一段时间，迷你裙是很时尚的。There was a time when mini skirt was in fashion. There was a time when a mini skirt was in fashion. Now let's go on. If the money was not paid promptly, if the money was not paid immediately,The gangsters would quickly put a man out of business. Put a man out of business. That is a, cause somebody in a state of loss his business. 那么显然这里 put somebody out of business 强调使某人失业。我们在应用使某人处于失去某物的状况，常用于结构形式 put somebody or something out of. For example, 你快让我失去耐心了。You are putting me out of patience. You are putting me out of patience. Next. 你已经把这一切都搅乱了。You have already...Put everything out of order. You have already put everything out of order. Okay, now translate the sentence into Chinese. Put it out of your mind. Put it out of your mind. 那么这个语句同学们肯定听懂了。忘记这件事情吧，把它从你的脑海当中驱逐出去。Let's say, forget all about it.Answer me a question, please, according to the sentence. How did the gangsters put a man out of his business? Yeah, by destroying his shop. 那么这些歹徒们是怎么样把这个人生意搞砸的呢？那么显然是通过把他的商店捣毁。By, 通过某种方式手段。那么我们可以继续扩展一语句。你快把我弄得失去耐心了，如果你再这么打扰我的话。 You are putting me out of patience by disturbing me. By disturbing me. Are you quite clear about the key structure?